LA Times columnist Jean Guerrero, Larry Elder's white supremacist worldview is a very real threat to communities of color. By Pam Key on September 12, 2021. Los Angeles Times columnist Jean Guerrero said Sunday on CNN's Reliable Sources that California Republican gubernatorial candidate Larry Elder had a white supremacist worldview, which made him a real threat to communities of color. Guerrero said, "People largely want to keep Newsom in office. We have about 60% reporting that they are against the recall, that they want to keep Newsom in office. A lot of that is driven by voters of color, particularly Latinos, who are now about 66% against the recall." She continued, "He's essentially been running his campaign on Fox News and on right-wing media outlets. He's refused to talk to nonpartisan media outlets and to journalists who are critical of him. Has refused to answer difficult questions, often uses the few interviews he does give as an opportunity to have a performance on social media denouncing those journalists and playing the victim. But he has been able to reach the minority of voters in California who embrace his white supremacist worldview." Guerrero added, "You know, he's co-opted this line by my fellow columnist from the headline. You know, calling him the black face of white supremacy. But he refuses to engage with the actual substance of our reporting. You know, the idea that his views were shaped by a well-known white supremacist named Jared Taylor, who he repeatedly quoted in earlier writings. That he plans to reverse all of the state's progress on immigrant rights and racial justice. And that he poses a very real threat to communities of color for all of the reasons that we've reported in the past." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanem.